Hey there, and welcome to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're talking about the 22 Immutable Laws of Branding by Al Reis and Laura Reis. And Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink how you see brands you thought you knew?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, hello everyone, I'm Sophie. This book is like a permission slip to stop trying to be everything to everyone. It's actually a relief to read because it says the strongest brands are the ones that narrow their focus, not widen it.
Right. And they start with the law of expansion, which is basically the opposite of what most companies do. The more you stretch a brand, the weaker it gets. They say the power of a brand is inversely proportional to its scope.
Exactly. And they drive that home with examples like Volvo owning safety, FedEx owning overnight, and Coca-Cola owning cola. Each brand is anchored to one word in your mind.
That's the law of the word, right? You've got to own a single word, and it better be simple and memorable. Not like quality, that's too generic. You need something unique.
Right, and if someone else already owns it, you find a different word. Don't try to take what's taken. The mind organizes by association, so you want a clear, exclusive slot.
The law of contraction goes hand in hand with that. They say you actually get stronger by giving things up. Southwest Airlines focused only on short-haul, low-cost flights, and became a giant. Meanwhile, airlines that tried to be everything struggled.
And that's a hard sell for executives because it feels like you're leaving money on the table. But the book argues that depth beats breadth every time. A narrow brand can dominate a category. A broad brand is just a participant.
One of my favorite laws is the law of publicity. They say you should launch a brand with publicity, not advertising, because people trust news stories and word of mouth way more than paid ads.
Right. Many successful brands barely advertised at launch. They just did something newsworthy. Once the brand is established, then advertising helps maintain it. That's the law of advertising.
So the sequence matters. First get noticed, then reinforce. Don't burn money on ads before you've earned a spot in the public's mind.
And then there's the law of quality. They say quality is necessary, but not sufficient. You can have a great product, but without a clear brand identity, nobody will notice it.
Yeah, they compare it to a beautiful painting in a dark room. Quality gets you a seat at the table, but branding is what makes people care.
The law of the category is interesting too. If you're the leader, you should promote the whole category, not just your brand. Coca-Cola benefits when more people drink cola.
That's counterintuitive, but it makes sense. Grow the pie, and the leader gets the biggest slice. And if you're creating a new category, your job is to make that category credible.
The law of the name is so practical. They say your brand name is your most important asset. It should be short, simple, and suggestive. Avoid acronyms and generic names.
And they warn against changing your name. Once you have a good one, stick with it. People build a mental hook around that name.
Then there's the law of extensions, which is basically don't stretch your brand into unrelated categories. It almost always dilutes the brand. If you want to enter a new category, create a new brand.
They're pretty adamant about that. And they back it up with examples of companies that weaken themselves by putting their name on random products.
The law of fellowship says competitors can actually be partners in growing the category. Pepsi and Coca-Cola's rivalry made cola huge. So compete, but don't attack. Focus on your own brand.
Right. And the law of the generic warns against owning a generic name like aspirin. You can't brand something that describes the whole category.
The law of the company says the brand and company should be the same name. Don't have a corporate name separate from your brand. It just confuses people.
And they're against sub-brands too, the law of sub-brands. Having a brand within a brand dilutes both. Just keep it simple.
The law of siblings is about having multiple brands in the same company. They should be siblings, not parent and child. Each needs its own identity.
There's a whole section on visual identity too. The law of shape says your logo should be simple and timeless. And the law of color says own a single color, like Coca-Cola red or Tiffany blue.
The law of borders is about starting locally before going global. Dominate your home market first. Starbucks did that perfectly.
And the law of consistency says don't change your core identity. Evolve tactics, but the core idea stays the same. Apple changed products, but stayed true to design and innovation.
The law of change is the counterbalance. You have to adapt to the market, but without losing your identity. It's a tightrope.
Then the law of mortality reminds us that brands don't last forever. Know when to let go and create new ones instead of trying to revive a dead brand.
And finally, the law of singularity. The most powerful brands stand for one thing and one thing only. Google owns search. That's it.
So the big takeaway for me is that branding isn't about adding more. It's about subtracting until only the essential remains. Own one word, defend it, and don't get distracted.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper on these ideas, the full library is on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a solid deal. And this book is a perfect example of why those short summaries work so well. The core ideas are punchy and memorable.
Exactly. The book's whole point is that strength comes from focus, not expansion. It's a timeless lesson. We'll see you in the next one.